This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, September 6th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. As reported by the Peninsula Daily News, in the latest development in litigation extending over several decades, U.S. District Judge Richard Jones has ruled that the jet training flights of the EA-18 Growlers over Whidbey Island can continue, even as the Navy is ordered to redo its environmental impact statement concerning the impacts of noise and emissions on the area. In an order issued last Friday in the Western District of Washington, Jones wrote that while the Navy underreported the true amount of fuel emissions from flights, failed to take a hard look at species-specific impact on birds, and failed to analyze impacts on childhood learning, stopping the flights would pose a risk to national security. As quoted in the PDN, Jones wrote, quote, "The Navy's submissions provide substantial support for the conclusion that the increased growler presence for training at Naval Outlying Landing Field Coopville is essential for national security. The court must greatly defer to senior military officials' professional judgments." Unquote. The current lawsuit was filed in 2019 by Washington Attorney General Bob Ferguson and citizens of Eby's Reserve when the Navy sought to increase the number of training flights by 33%. The expansion increased the number of growler flights to more than 110,000 per year, according to the Attorney General's office. The citizens of Eby's Reserve issued this statement in response to the judge's decision. Quote, "COER fully agrees and hopes the new EIS this time forthrightly addresses and reveals the real impacts. The extremely loud carrier landing practice sessions ignite trauma in veterans with PTSD, compromise at-home businesses, interfere with youngsters doing homework, and diminish their cognitive function, aggravate dissociative reactions in autistic children, create significant health risks, and diminish and intimidate at-home livability to such an extent that many have been forced to relocate, creating dysfunctional turnover neighborhoods." Unquote. COER intends to seek clarification from the judge and will consider an appeal. As a reminder to all listeners, Washington State Ferries is closing vehicle service on the Seattle-Bainbridge route so they can replace the 50-year-old pedestrian walkway at its Bainbridge Island Ferry Terminal with massive new walkway structures onto giant footings. Only walk-on ferry service will be available from 1 a.m. tomorrow, September 7th, until 3 a.m. September 13th on a one-boat sailing schedule. This means no service for vehicles, motorcycles, bicycles, and electric scooters. Walk-on and ADA passengers will board via the existing overhead walkway. WSF will accommodate emergency medical vehicles in coordination with local emergency services. For people who cannot use the walk-on service, other options include the Seattle-Bremerton route or the Edmonds-Kingston route, where a third boat will operate to provide partial daily additional service, as crewing and vessel availability allow to handle additional vehicle traffic. The Inside Passage Decarbonization Project has issued a press release announcing that it will award Climate Policy Director Leona Humchit of the Heiltsuk First Nation Climate Action Team a Decarbonizer Award at the Wooden Boat Festival this coming Saturday. Located in Bella Bella, over 230 miles north of Vancouver Island, the Heiltsuks have lived in the area for 14,000 years. Leona Humchit is being awarded for helping to change the way the Heiltsuks manage their livelihood, improve their climate, and influence others among West Coast First Nation bands, many who have experienced damaging oil spills. Jefferson County Public Health is now alerting us that recent shellfish samples from Discovery Bay, Matsmatz Bay, and Port Ludlow have been found to have high levels of the biotoxin that causes paralytic shellfish poisoning. The Washington State Department of Health has closed the areas for recreational harvesting of all shellfish species, and warning signs have been posted at public access points. The Quilcene Food Bank is breaking ground on a new facility tomorrow at 10 a.m. The new location will be 161 Herbert Street in Quilcene. Currently, the food bank feeds over 350 clients a week, but the numbers keep growing. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.